This season of the WNBA has gone to new heights.
And that means the playoffs are going to be hotter than ever.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson.
And all WNBA season long, we've brought you analysis and interviews with some of your favorite court queens.
So for the finals, you know we're bringing takes you can only find in this courtroom.
Listen to and follow Queens of the Court, a WNBA podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All right, something to get into in a little bit, around the corner.
Okay.
We got this text, and I know you love this. You are what your record says you are.
No doubt.
Oh, there's doubt. I hate that. I can't stand that. We'll get to that.
Those are facts.
But guess where we're going first?
Tell me.
To the islands.
River Islands?
The River Islands guest line.
Okay.
And then the actual islands.
Oh.
Because that's where GP2 is. That's where all the Warriors are. Hey, GP2, what's going on?
What's happening? How you guys doing?
We're good, man. Listen, I don't know you, but you seem like a kind of Hawaii-type guy to me. Does this place fit you pretty well?
No, absolutely. I love coming back here. I haven't been back here since I was a little kid, so to be back a little bit older. Getting to explore a little bit more. It's been amazing.
Go ahead.
No, it's basketball, right? You didn't check that box. And then when it comes to exploring, what is GP2 doing with the other 22 hours of his free time?
That's a good question. I got a bunch of family here, mom, brother, nephews and sister and grandmother. So, just try to do things with them. Take the young ones out on the beach. First time being at the beach in the water, so... Just enjoying that moment with them.
Woo! Well, the beaches are now ruined for them because it's all downhill from there. But anyway, yeah, enjoy that. Hey, Gary, especially since you opened up your media availability this year by saying, yes, I'm healthy and I'm ready to go, I'd love to hear about what you've been through the last couple years.
Nothing crazy. Previous off season has probably been a little bit more challenging just because of surgeries and whatnot, but this one's pretty clean. After my calf injury that prevented me to play in that play-in, I stayed after a couple weeks after the season, got that taken care of, and then from there just, getting bigger, back faster, stronger, trying to bulletproof my body. So that was pretty much the same. Nothing different, nothing crazy, just stayed in the gym, stay conditioned, and just try to be ready as much as I can.
And Steve Kerr came on with us yesterday and talked about how the team needs to have a renewed focus on defense, and that's kind of your main calling card. Do you take those words not as a personal challenge, but kind of as a call to arms, as maybe the best possible way you can contribute this year?
No, yeah, it's, I knew that, and since we won it in 22, that we kind of slipped from our defensive, standings. But, every year I got the same mindset, come in and, try to make plays and try to be disrupted on defense. So I know what he's been seeing and what he's been wanting. So, just to come out here this training camp and, put a little bit extra on that side and make sure, we understand and we're all on the same page.
Hey, Gary, one of your teammates said yesterday that D'Anthony Melton on defense looks like a carbon copy of GP2. How would you compare you two defensively?
No, having Mel here is just amazing. We got another young kid named Reese, too. That's he's picking up a lot of things quickly, but Melt's already been in the league. He's considered a vet, over here, so... He's been on high-level teams, playoff runs, and, he understands it. So just to have another guy that can fly around, similar to me, and, we have two of the same guys out there, I think we're going to cause a lot of havoc.
What's it like now as a vet? I mean, you're going to be 32 here coming up in a couple of months, and, you're probably closer to the end than you are to the beginning of your basketball career. Do you take time to appreciate these moments even more so now?
Oh, yeah, it's crazy that, I don't even know, it's year eight or nine, it sounds crazy to say out loud, just 2 years ago, I feel like I just got here, so, you look back on the journey, and, where I am right now, and, considered a vet, and be a part of this core group, it's just, it's crazy to think of. But like you said, yeah, I know it's, you know, can't go back. So it's I got a couple more left in me. So I'm just trying to, you know, use them wisely as I can.
GP2 is with us here on Willard and Dibs, 95.7 The Game. Gary, can you sort of share what just the initial vibe is of the entire camp? And I mean that sort of in a, like, is this a fresh start feel? There's a little bit of a change, some new players. Klay Thompson's gone. How would you describe it?
This season of the WNBA has gone to new heights.
And that means the playoffs are going to be hotter than ever.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson.
And all WNBA season long, we've brought you analysis and interviews with some of your favorite court queens.
So for the finals, you know we're bringing takes you can only find in this courtroom.
Listen to and follow Queens of the Court, a WNBA podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
No, you know, we got energy, or I feel like, you know, everybody's comes got a little chip on their shoulders. Like you said, you know, gotten some new faces, and some old faces that's been here for a while that isn't here anymore. So, you know, just got a little chip on their shoulder and try to, you know, just regain that identity, you know, from all the years that they've been, you know, the same team and whatnot. So to come out here and get away and open-minded and, you know, just to worry about, work on the island, you know, I think we've been having great energy since day one. And, you know, every day we've been getting better, emphasizing on, you know, transition defense, transition offense. And I think, you know, we're doing a great job improving.
Is gold medal Steph any different than just four-time champ Steph? Has he changed, Gary?
No, he hasn't. I think he just, that was a side mission for Steph. So, you know, gold medal Steph, final Steph, golf Steph, they're all the same. You know, he just does great things on whatever he puts his mind to. And I, you know, already know he's locked in, you know, as soon as he hits his gym. So, you know, nobody's worrying about Wardell.
Of course. Gary, Steve is already being asked about the starting lineup, and he's been very clear that it's like, look, this is a living, breathing thing that's going to come together. What's your view on that? Like, how quickly does a lineup and rotations and whatnot start to take shape?
I don't think so. I think we know Steve pretty well by now, and he's going to do what's best for that game, that day. And, you know, and he's already showed people that, you know, he's not afraid to, you know, go away from his gut feeling. You know, we might start the season one way, but I'm sure, you know, throughout the 82, it'll be a few different lineups. You know, we'll have some of the same core guys, but it's going to be a lot of different lineups depending on, you know, our matchups and, you know, what they want to do and look at.
Is that the biggest challenge for you looking at the 82 is not only the physical burden of going through and hopefully playing 82 games, but just the mental burden of maybe being in the lineup one day and being out of the rotation another? Is that as difficult for you as the physical burden of going through 6 months?
Absolutely not. It's starting, not starting. I'm not really worried. As soon as I step on the court to check in, you know, it's already go time. Even if that's, you know, from tip, or if that's going in with 11 seconds left in the fourth and trying to get a stop. So, you know, it doesn't matter to me. So whatever I can do to help, if that means, you know, starting early, then it is. If it means, you know, still staying in my spot where I come off the bench and, you know, bring energy to the second unit, then, you know, that's what coach wants. And, you know, I'm going to try to provide the best I can.
Gary, you used the phrase chip on the shoulder, and from talking to a few of you guys, you can sort of hear this thread of feeling a little bit forgotten or disrespected. Why don't you put it into words? What are you guys feeling in terms of how you're viewed by the rest of the league?
Of course, you know, they told us in 22 that, you know, we were on the downfall, you know, Warriors are done, whatnot. And I'm pretty sure they're saying it even more now that, you know, Klay went to, you know, Klay left and whatnot. But, you know, we still that, like, we added some great pieces. You know, we still got Steph and Draymond and Loon and Jonathan that's going to have a great year this year. I think we're going to shock a lot of people. And I think we're going to do some damage in the West, even though the West is, you know, it's pretty stacked this year.
I love hearing it. Hey, Gary, when we get a big, fancy, famous guest like you, we like to have a little fun with them on the way out the door with something called the Big Finish. You up for it?
Let's do it.
Okay, here we go. All right, two categories. You pick one. Do you want to do millennial mindset or life is a journey?
Life is a journey.
Life is a journey. All right, aside from San Francisco, the favorite city in which you've played?
Favorite city in which I played, New York City.
What do you like about the Big Apple, GP?
Nah, it's just something about Madison Square. Crazy things happen in Madison Square. You know, crazy. You see crazy people attend the games. It's just a vibe. I don't even know what it is. It's hard to explain, but it's just a vibe. Just a 7 o'clock game, Friday night, Saturday night in the Garden. Huge, you know. Last time I remember, I think 30 broke the record there, and then that energy that night was just. It was just incredible, you know, the whole night, the whole game. But, you know, I think great things just happened in the Garden.
30 broke the record. I mean, say no more. I love that one. Question number two, GP2. What's your favorite memory from the championship parade? And some around here gave you the MVPP, the most valuable parade participant. What was your favorite memory from that wonderful day?
Favorite memory besides Clay taking a tumble, knocking people over, losing this ring, you know, him just being himself. I think just getting outside, just seeing Dub Nation, you know, be able to hit the streets with them, you know, take a little drink, have a couple of drinks with them, and just party, you know, and just have a good time throughout the city for all day. It was just it's crazy, you know. We're trying to experience that one more time.
You didn't even mention the water gun, Gary. Everybody remembers the water gun.
I don't even remember the water gun. So that's how you know I had a pretty good time.
Hey, I love it. I love it. All right, last one, Gary. Let's leave the United States. What's one city in the world that you haven't visited yet that you want to?
I want to go to South Africa. I want to go to Cape Town.
Nice.
I want to go to Cape Town, and one more. I want to go to south of France. I want to go to Monaco. Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean,
who doesn't want to do that?
Yeah.
Nice. Bring the family and enjoy that.
Yeah.
Awesome, GP2.
You do bring
that one. That one might be a solo trip.
Sorry, well kids.
Yeah.
Daddy'll be right back.
He's already taking.
Yeah, that one might be solo. Yeah, we can dig and pick another one. That one might just be for me time.
Perfect. Bring the water gun. Have a good time. Gary, thanks so much, man. Thanks so much.
Thanks, fellas. Appreciate you. Thanks for having me.
All right, there he goes.
GP2.
He's the best.
I love him.
That's the best.
Yep.
What'd you have? A lot of drinks?
That's right.
Yeah, you sure did.
This season of the WNBA has gone to new heights.
And that means the playoffs are going to be hotter than ever.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson.
And all WNBA season long, we've brought you analysis and interviews with some of your favorite court queens.
So for the finals, you know we're bringing takes you can only find in this courtroom.
Listen to and follow Queens of the Court, a WNBA podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.